Okay, calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net for Wednesday, July 8th in the year 2020. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City American Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim and I'm located in the city of Groton in Connecticut. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. It can also be connected to via EchoLink. Look up NA1CN-R, that's November Alpha 1 Charlie November-R. If needed, the secondary is 146.67, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to, number one, provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Number two, to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TIPS net is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have any questions for the net. We'll ask you for your specific questions after everyone has checked in. There are three sections to the TIPS net. The first is the open net with rounds of questions and comments as just described. Second will be a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And thirdly, there is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, say, "This is," and then release the mic button like this. And listen to ensure that no one else has called at the same time you have. And if they haven't, then press the mic button and slowly give your call sign phonetically, which helps the net controller, along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or question. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm in Groton, and I'm your net control station for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Here is
Kilo 1, Juliet Mike November, Jerry in Preston. No questions.
Whiskey, Chuck, City of Groton. No questions. Good evening.
Good evening. Here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich, and I have one eensy weensy teeny little question.
This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, Dave in Preston. No questions at this time.
Here is Kilo Charlie 1, November Bravo Yankee, Jeremy in Oakdale. No questions.
Okay, so far we have K1JMN, Jerry, W1FJW Chuck, KA6BDG Kevin, with a very small question that better not involve yellow polka dot. K1DCT Dave and KC1NBY Jeremy, any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, very good. We'll get started with what we have. We'll see if anybody else joins as we go along. We'll start with you, Kevin, because you have your itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny wait. You've got a small question for us. KA6PDG, KC1TWR.
Yes, in fact, why was she afraid to get out of the water? This is a question that was bugging me, and I should know the answer because I think years ago I asked it of someone, and I do not remember. So this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Wellness Net, and it's sponsored and organized by the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. When we talk about Tri-City, what cities are we talking about in the case of the club? I think it's Norwich, New London, and Westerly, but I'm not sure. It might be Norwich, New London, Groton, or something like that. So, what are these infamous tri-cities that are so highly revered? K6PDG, back to that.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Good question. I actually know the answer because I'm looking at one of our one of the Tri-City boards that we put out when we have meetings and so forth. But I'm not going to spoil it for everybody. I'm going to go ahead and go through the list and see what different people think and see, find out if they know. And it's good for everybody to find out. So we'll go on to Jerry, K1JMN. Do you know which three cities Tri-City Amateur Radio Club represents?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Tim. I appreciate that. Yeah, I believe it's Norwich, Westerly, and Groton, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, well, that's a good guess. We'll put that on the board and see if other people follow it or if they have any other thoughts. And we'll move down to Chuck, W1FJW. Do you have an answer for the question?
Well, yes, I do. I believe that would be Norwich, New London, and Westerly. But I'm sure Dave knows better because he might have been there when it happened. But I believe Norwich, New London, and Westerly. Back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, thank you, Chuck, and that gives us two potential answers. So we'll move on to Dave and see if what his thoughts are on this question of what three cities the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club represents, especially when they first formed. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
Good evening to all. This is K1DCT, and Kevin has it correct. Imagine that. Norwich, New London, Westerly. And I was not there when it happened, but Tri-City had been around quite a while before I became a ham, but those were the three cities that made up the Tri-City, so I guess back then there were people that came from far and wide until other clubs sprang up. So that's the best information I have about it. K1DCT, back to net.
Okay, very good. Very good indeed. As a matter of fact, I believe that the answer is indeed Westerly, New London, and Norwich. And I believe that was formed back in 1952. I'm going back in the records right now to take a look. and I apologize that I didn't go to Jeremy first, but Jeremy, why do you think it was originally those three cities when we already had, when there's already a club in Norwich called Raceon, or currently, let me rephrase that, there's now currently a club in Norwich called Raceon, and we have a club down in New London, well, actually Waterford, but that's very close to it, called Scrams, and then there's a Westerly radio club. So why do you think back when this was formed that it chose those three cities? KC1NBY, KC1TWR.
KC1NBY. So I knew it was Westerly and Norwich. I couldn't remember if it was Groton or New London was the third one, but now I know for sure. I don't really know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the three people that founded the club was from those three locations. That's about my best guess. KC1NBY back in that.
Okay, I cannot attest to the fact that whether you're right or wrong about the three people, but I believe that back then there weren't those three other clubs. I believe that Raceon and Scrams are both branches off of Tri-City for various reasons, and the same with Westerly. Westerly could be just because of the distance involved. According to the ARRL record, the affiliation date for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club was May 12th, 1951. That's older than I am. Good gravy. So, that tells us that the club's been around for quite some time, and we know the three cities that make up the Tri-City. We also know, as an interesting point of fact, that there is at least two other Tri-City ARC, or Tri-City Amateur Radio Clubs in the United States, because Tri-City, well, we all know about tri-state areas and things of that nature, so there's definitely more than one Tri-City ARC, so that's why it's nice to add the CT in there to say Connecticut, because we are indeed the only one in Connecticut. Okay, we're going to go back to the top of the list and see what Kevin thinks about all this and if he's proud of himself for having guessed correctly. KA6PDG, KC1TWR.
Well, thanks for the confirmation. And no, I'm not proud of myself. Now, I will be proud of myself if I guess Friday's lottery ticket numbers correctly, the winning tickets. But that's probably for another matter, another discussion entirely. Good, okay, I will try to commit that to memory so I don't have to ask again in 10 years. I believe, and FJW and Gordiev could probably confirm, but I believe you're way off on your thinking. I don't know when Scrams was born, but I believe Raceon was chartered in, I want to say 1936 or 1939, I'm pretty sure. Now, speaking of Raceon, since we're talking about local amateur radio trivia, you didn't know that's what we were talking about, did you? Here's another question, and there may be one or two that know the answer, but I'm sure there's a bunch that don't. What was the original name of the Raceon Club? Before it was the Radio Amateurs Society of Norwich, what was its original name? And the answer is rather humorous, but that's the only clue I'll give. KA6PDG, back to that.
Okay, thank you, Kevin, for a very good question. I think I have a hint at the answer, but as the net control, I'm going to sit back and pass the hat around and see what everybody thinks. But first, I think it's time for another call-out. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, and it's open to all your amateur radio operators that would like to join and have an interest in amateur radio. Well, why else are you on the air? Okay, so if you would like to join and join in the fun and the conversation, or if you have a question dealing with amateur radio, and it can be technical or policy or procedure or historical, or as Kevin's brought out, whatever that word was he used, it was some fancy word, please come with your call sign now. Okay, we will continue onward and go with Jerry, K1JMN. Do you know what Raison club name was before it became the Radio Amateur Society of Norwich?
Okay, Tim, yes, sorry to say I do not know, and I guess I have some researching to do tonight. Okay, back to Ned.
Okay, very good, and don't forget, if you have any other questions, we don't have to stay in this topic, we can always address other questions as well. Let's go to Chuck. You've been around for a couple of years, and I know you, well, let me just go to you and see what you think of that question about what Raison used to be called, W1FJW, KC1TWR.
I have no idea. I suspect I may have heard it at some point, may have seen it in some of the paperwork in the shack, but no, I have no clue. Back to that, W1FJW.
Okay. We shall find out, Chuck, and we'll all be enlightened. I should mention that my first thought was that it was, I can't remember the name of the club, but I came across it not that long ago, and it turns out that that club name actually belonged to the group that met at the Old Times restaurant on Thursday mornings. And even that, I heard two different names of the club, so even that kind of confused me. But let's move on to Dave and see if he has an idea on what the name used to be called. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
Very good. This is K1DCT. And, yeah, Raison has not been around all that long. I don't think it goes back as far as Kevin said. I'm going to say it was started up in the maybe 60s, maybe 50s. But the original, the first name that was going to be part of was going to be the what's now known as Raison was the Amateur Radio Society of Norwich, which sounds perfectly well until you write it down like you write down Raison as an acronym and it becomes arson. So do you really want to join a club that calls itself arson? So that's that. And Tim, I think you were talking about the other club that was a bit more exclusive, and that was the Mohegan Beer Chowder and Propagation Club. So, and while I was sitting here in front of the interweb in all this knowledge, I looked up the other Tri-Cities. One's in Nebraska around Council Bluffs, and one is in Goodyear, Arizona, which is outside of Phoenix. So that's where the other ones are. I thought there might be one in Tennessee, because there is an area of Tennessee called the Tri-City area. That's, what is it, Johnson City, Bristol, and Kingsport. So, but it wasn't there. K1DCT, back to net.
Well, thank you, Dave, for all that information. It's all very good. I did look it up on ARRL, and Raison, the call sign N1NW, was affiliated with the ARRL on July 20th, 1977. Now, it may have been a club well before that, but that's when they became affiliated with the ARRL. Okay, and yeah, maybe that might be a good hobby for I might spend some time looking also for Tri-City clubs, amateur radio clubs, because I believe there was one in Texas as well. I just happened to stumble across it when I was looking for something about Tri-City on the interweb and said, wait a minute, that information doesn't look right. And sure enough, it wasn't our club. Okay, So we'll move on now to Jeremy, who's probably learning a lot out of all of this. And I'm curious what his thoughts are as far as multiple clubs that are all named the same and what possible confusion that can cause. The exclusivity of that Mohegan Beer and Chowder Club, and what his thoughts are about a club that used to be called Arson that, oh, by the way, now it meets in a firehouse. KC1NBY, KC1TWR.
KC1NBY. Yeah, joining an arson club, that would have to think about that one. But then the other one sounds pretty nice. You know, it sounds like a bunch of bikers on ham radios. So kind of picture that one in your head a little bit. Other than that, yeah, so that's one of the things that I've been wondering about was the different clubs and this and that, and you know, who does what and all these other things. But then it kind of looks like it kind of seems like it turns out where Tri-City is the old one, and then got a couple of branches off of it that kind of affiliate together, and everybody still works together. So it seems like it's a pretty good deal. But yeah, definitely sitting here learning a lot. KC1NBY back in it.
Okay, glad you're learning a lot there, Jeremy. And yeah, and even today, the three clubs have their own kind of specialities that they're leaning towards currently, and that can change over time. Scram's very much into BHF, UHF, and not really into HF at all. Then you've got Raceon, which had their repeater, and then they also had tied into that. The VHF is linked to the UHF, and for a while there they had a 900 megahertz repeater in the packet station, and so forth. And they're very much into that and fox hunting and things of that nature. And they were into field day pretty heavily until the site that they were using became unusable and what have you. And then you've got Tri-City, which still is getting, feeling its feet again, getting involved with Islands on the Air, getting involved with you know, getting field day going again in this area. When I first joined Tri-City back in 2014, field day was basically done in the basement of the Red Cross building. But now we're out and about. Well, not now, but we were. So that's the way it is. Let me reset. Okay, this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, TipsNet, and if anybody else would like to join, please come with your call sign now. Okay, we're going to go back around to the top of the list and see if the responses were what Kevin thought. And by the way, before we go too far, Kevin, I want to thank you again for recording each of these sessions and putting them up on your website, the am1700.org/tipsnet. That's alphamichael1700.oscarromeogolf/tipsnet. And also thank you for putting the file names. They give a few words about what each TipsNet session was about, because that's very handy. Okay, so Kevin, K6BDG, what do you think of all these responses?
Well, I particularly like the word tip session. That's cool. very good, and of course, I had a feeling Dave would get it. I thought Chuck would know, but Chuck's got a lot on his plate, you know, and it's... No, I won't say what I was going to say. I'm a bad person. But yeah, it was ARSON, and what the old-timers told me was that they even went to the trouble of getting nice orange vests made for the club for when they went out and worked public service events and that kind of thing. They have these nice international orange vests with probably black lettering on them with the letters, the acronym for the club, and the vest showed up and they took them out of the box and said, something doesn't look right. Oh, yeah. So that's the story I heard. Sorry I was way off on the time. I thought it was Mr. Chapman who told me 1939, but I may be confusing that with another organization. But, yeah, Ham Radio Trivia, always fun stuff. I think that's all I have for this round, KA6PDG.
Well, thank you, Kevin. And two bits of quick information. Number one, I'm trying to find my notes from the last April 1st TIPSNET, and because I'd written something down for next year's, and then I just thought of something else today for it, and I can't find out where that note is, so I'm going to have to dig around. The other thought is that would make a great little project, is to talk to some of the older members and get all the information together and actually write up a short history of amateur radio in southeastern Connecticut about the various clubs and various members who had an impact on amateur radio in this area. I think that would be good, and that would be a nice historical record to keep around. But we'll think about that. That's not a bad idea. Okay, we're going to move on to Jerry, and poor Jerry, I don't know what he's going to do. We don't have a question for him. I'm kind of hoping he has a question, and I'm kind of curious also how he's doing in the jet world. So let's turn over to Jerry and see how you're doing. K1JMN, KC1TWR.
Well, thank you, Tim. K1JMN here, and just want to say thank you and wishing everyone a good evening. Questions? No, right now I don't have any burning questions to ask, but I've been working on the Yaesu 450D in a little while, and hopefully I can get that to work for me and hear somebody on it, so that'd be fun. Kevin, let's see, what's the proper term for that? I don't know, something about laughter. I forget the term for laughter. Anyhow, just waiting to get on the air on the HF. Okay, that's all for me. K1JMN, back to Matt.
The term you're looking for laughter is hi-hi. I believe that my understanding of that is that was started with CW because those just worked out, and all the CW operators understood that meant, you know, hi, laughter, ha-ha, and so forth. I guess that's a carryover into voice communications for whatever reason. And, on the HF band, maybe some of the... I don't know if anybody else has some experience with the Yaesu and what have you that might be able to give you a helping hand there, because it must be frustrating to have the antenna up, have the radio there, and not being able to make contacts. So we're going to move on down the list and see how Chuck is doing and see if he's working on any projects currently or has any advice for Jerry. W1FJW, KC1TWR.
Well, I don't have anything specifically for Jerry. If the trucking company prognostications are to be believed, then tomorrow I'll receive my solar panel, which I ordered a few weeks before field day, which is only coming in about 3 weeks late. So hopefully tomorrow I can set it up and get some sunlight and do some electromagnetic compatibility testing, that is specifically see how much noise it makes when it's charging a battery. just to get an idea how useful it may be for field day next year. Back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, that sounds good and interesting there, Chuck. It'd be interesting to see how you make out with it, not only the noise, but presumably you've got the charger and all that, not charger, but the charging controls for it and all that wonderful stuff, and it'd be interesting to see how much noise it does make. Maybe it'll be something you're going to say, hey, fellas, this is great, no noise, or you might say, hey, stay away from this, but we'll find out. Okay, let's move on to Dave, K1DC. See if he has any words of wisdom for Jerry, or if he has any. Last I knew Dave, I think he'd pretty well run out of amateur radio projects. You were kind of, climbing the walls a little bit, trying to find something to do in that respect. Am I wrong, or if so, please fill me in. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
Well, let's see, this is K1DCT, we'll get that out of the way. And for a while I did think I had things pretty well under control, but I do have one more project to finish up on the antique radio side of things. And amateur radio, there's always, there's an antenna or something floating around in my head that I think maybe I ought to put something together. Been talking a lot lately with a few people about 6 meters, because lately there's been some 6 meter activity, and I don't have an antenna that's specifically tuned for 6 meters, so whatever I use up there, the efficiency is not optimum, we'll say that. So it's I keep busy, and of course there's always stuff to do, painting and things that I don't enjoy so much. So we're staying pretty busy. I'm not sitting around here watching daytime TV or anything like that. So because it just got done chasing the 13 colonies this weekend and got them all, including the two bonus stations. So we'll find something to do every day without fail. Let's see, there was a couple of things I wanted to... Oh, regarding Kevin's story, the story I heard about the arson thing was they wanted to go to the bank and set up a checking account. And I guess someone at the bank said, you really want to open up an account for something called arson? And that's when it came to a halt. So that's the story I heard. Now, I guess depending who tells the story is depending what story you get. Let me just reset here for a second, because I have more. That's right, but wait, there's more. Tim, you mentioned about when N1NW was tied to the Raycon repeater. And that's because prior to that, repeaters had the call sign of the, now it slips my mind what it was called, not the conservator, but the owner, operator, controller, had their own call sign on the repeater with a stroke R. That was it back then. That's how it was done. So, then the rules changed, and, then they started giving out call signs for repeaters and other stations, so that's probably about that time when things changed a bit. So anyway, I think that's all I have. It is for now. K1DCT, back in there.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. That's a lot of good information. And it's interesting that Echolink kind of followed that path when you set up a node and connected to a repeater in Echolink. It is indeed your call sign dash R instead of stroke R, but still it's the same general concept. So that's good, and that's an interesting facet. There's been a lot of changes in rules in the FCC for amateur radio over the years, and the first TIPSnet of next month. We're going to be talking about some of those. Okay, and talking about new antennas, I got a glimpse at the August issue of the QSL magazine, and they have a, for the HOAs and things of that nature, they have a 2-meter weather vane antenna, which looks similar, chuckle, relate to this. You know, remember that square planter type 2-meter antenna with something similar to that and then having a weather vane right on top of it? So it looks like it's going to be quite interesting. I'm wondering what size it would have to do 6-meter. Now that would have to go on top of a barn, I think. Okay, let's move on to Jeremy and see what he's thinking about all of this and find out what maybe what projects he's been working on. KC1MBY, KC1TWR.
KC1MBY. Project I'm working on right now is, you know, looking around trying to decide if I want to move my antenna or what. Because I got the shack set up in my garage right now. Works nice over my workbench and everything, but it's not insulated or heated, so I'm trying to think forward about wintertime. So looking into that, trying to program my radios. Learned about the skip scan function, so I'm like, oh, well, some of these repeaters I want to listen to sometimes I don't. So just got a cable from Tim, and I'm going through and programming one of my radios, and then working on programming the other one. Now let me reset. And then other than that, I do have a question. As I was just going through repeater book, getting ready to program in some repeaters, I ran across some 6-meter and 10-meter repeaters. I don't really understand enough about HF yet to know why you would need a 6-meter or 10-meter repeater, but it looks like that there was one about, it says there's a N1 IKE 6-meter repeater about 4 miles from my house. So just curious about that. KC1MBY back in it.
Okay, well, that's a very good question there, and something else I was going to mention based on something you talked about, and it totally slipped my mind, so it couldn't have been that important. I believe N1 IKE, my gut feeling is that that's run by K1 IKE, Joe, and I don't know whether it's up or not, but maybe in the next round we'll find out. If anybody else would like to join the TIPSnet before we go to the top of the list again, please call now. If you didn't want to pass for the moment, we can do that. If not, you can go ahead and make your comment and see if you know anything about the 6-meter repeater N1 IKE that's local to Oakdale.
KU6PDG, you get the picture.
picture there, Kevin. We've all faced that where nobody else is in the room and you're just there, and so obviously the other person come in, start talking, grab our attention. Okay, the question was, Jeremy had brought up the fact that in the repeater book there's a 6-meter repeater near him with a call sign November 1 India Kilo Echo, N1IKE. I'm thinking that's tied into Joe, K1IKE. Do you know anything about that 6-meter repeater?
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, that is Joe's machine. I would assume the call is Kilo 1, not November 1, but I might be mistaken. Maybe you got a special call sign for it, vanity call, whatever. But that's on 53.41 megahertz on 6 meters. And I think it is a 156.7 PL. Dave might know more about it. I think he uses it once in a while. But that's the story with that. That's been around for many years. I don't know exactly how many. Probably since 1939. Ha ha ha. K is 6 PG.
That's a good one, Kevin. that's good. And the reason that we do have 6-meter and 10-meter repeaters is that sometimes propagation will take you many states away. But other times it won't, and therefore you still can use a repeater to broaden the area that you can talk to. Okay, we'll move on to Jerry and see if he picked up on the fact that that Kevin and Dave are going to be on the 75 meters after this net, and find out if he might be available to try and join you guys once Dave gives the frequency. K1JMN, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, K1JMN, affirmative. I am making myself available for tonight's, you might say QSO. Okay, that's all I have for now. So, back to net, K1JMN.
Okay, very good, very good. And once we get down to Dave, I'm sure he'll pick the frequency, or if not, maybe he'll put one out of the air. After all, frequencies are in the air. Okay, we're going on to Chuck, and I can't remember what we're going to ask him, or what he thinks about everything that's been said, or he might want to kind of monitor and help out at the same time on the 75 meters. What say you, Chuck? W1FJW, KC1TWR.
I'll listen on 75 meters after the net and see if I hear it. And other than that, I think maybe I'll campaign to renew the club's interest in chowder. Back to net, W1FJW.
I don't know about that, Chuck. We might see some fist fights. When you say chowder, that always raises the age-old question. Are you talking Manhattan, New England, or Rhode Island chowder? Because so many people feel so strongly about each of them. That's okay. I'm just pulling your leg there. Okay, let's move on to Dave, see what else he might have to say, and if he's actually picked a frequency. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
Alright, K1DCT. Alright, well, not too much to add. I think we've kicked around the club stuff pretty well. About 6 meter, yes, the 6 meter repeater in Montville for K1IKE, it most definitely is on the air. And the reason for 6 meter repeaters and 10 meter repeaters is the same reason they have them on 2 meters and 440. You know, for mobile stuff, it's pretty short hops, you know, line of sight communications, as they say, quote, quote. So with the repeater, it gives you the same advantage. Now, 6 meter has generally a little bit better propagation than 2, so, and when 6 meters gets good, if it ever gets good again in my lifetime, It seems like it's been an awful long time since it has been good, but you'd be amazed what you can do on 6 meters, both with and without a repeater. So, fun stuff, and so there it is. And 10 meter FM is not that big right now. Years ago, the club, Tri-City, I think it was, had a whole project of 10 meter FM converting CB chicken band radios from chicken band AM to 10 meter FM. And there were, I don't know, probably hundreds of them around the area. I think most of them are gone now. I know I got rid of mine. But anyway, that's all I've got. And the frequency I picked is 3.932. 3932. K1DCT, back to net.
Okay, very good. And for those that may have not had the pencil at the ready, that was 3.932. 3.932. Okay, very good, Dave. Thank you for that information. And the only person I know of right now that has a mobile rig that actually can do 6 meter, I think, is Dave Carberry, W-A-1-I-K-N, up in Gales Ferry. And I believe he does use that. And as a matter of fact, last I spoke to him about it, he was asking about a 6 meter repeater down closer to New Haven and wondering if it was still on the air, because it had some issues. Okay, let's move on to Jeremy and see what else he might have to say or any other comments. And if all the talk about 6 meter repeaters and about that one in particular satisfied his curiosity. KC1MBY, KC1TWR.
KC1MBY, yep, that solved my curiosity. As I'm learning in this, I gotta think more propagation, because, and then the, I guess you would say propagation again, and the carrying of the different bands. So that's on my list of things to do. I gotta get to studying so I can take my general test one of these days. I just get caught up in so many other projects that I make excuses for myself not to study. But with that, I'll say, I don't think I have any more questions at the moment, so KC1MBY, back to net.
Okay, very good. And, I've been watching, and slowly but surely some places are starting to give tests again, both online and, I won't say necessarily face-to-face, but in a physical building where everybody uses masks and has safe distancing and so forth. So unlike a couple of months ago where all testing had pretty much reached a halt, testing is starting up again. And that would be good. One quick comment about anybody who's going for Imager Extra. Please remember that the pool of questions has changed as of July 1st. Probably hasn't changed dramatically, but probably in enough key areas that you should get the new materials, take the new practice tests, because some things have changed. Okay, we have reached the bottom of the list. We've gone through three rounds. It's now almost 10 of. I'm going to do a call out for check-ins and then go into the next section. So anyone else that would like to join the TipsNet, please call now. This time, so that'll be something new and interesting. If you are a member, Well, if you are a member, you should be getting emails from the groups.io for Tri-City ARC. And if you're not and would like more information, contact one of the officers or Bob, K1RMN, W1RTQ. And next Thursday is also the race-on meeting. And that, as far as I know, will be on this repeater at 7:30, but Chuck will let us know differently if there's a change in plans. Okay, any other announcements or items of interest before we continue to the third section, please call now. Okay, and now for the third section of the TIPSnet. Is there anyone that wishes to swap, sell, or looking for amateur radio-related items? If so, please call now.
Looking for a small external speaker for the ham radio if anybody's got one laying around they want to get rid of. And then also looking for a TNC. Starting to get a little bit into that realm. So I'm going to throw a feeler out, see if anybody has one laying around they want to get rid of. KC1MBY, back to net.
Okay, two questions before we open up to questions from anybody else. On the speaker, is that for in the shack or in the vehicle? And the TNC, is that what kind of radio would you probably be putting that with? Because some TNCs have adapter cables that fit this radio or that radio, etc. So that might be helpful. It's not the determining factor, but it might be good to know. KC1MBY, KC1TWR.
KC1MBY, the speaker is for a mobile, so for my truck. And then the TNC be going with the 71, so it has the, well, I think, 6-pin or 6-pin DIN connector. Back to that.
Okay, and just for everybody's clarification, that's a Kenwood B71A. Okay, anybody that has any questions or comments or suggestions for Jeremy, please call now.
K1DCT.
Okay, K1DCT, go ahead and call Jeremy.
All right, thank you, Tim. Jeremy, K1DCT. I don't know how industrious you want to be about this speaker. I have plenty of, you know, smaller size loose speakers, so you would have to put it in some sort of box and wire it up. But just throwing that offer out there in case you want to go that route. K1DCT, go ahead, Jeremy.
K1DCT, KC1MBY. Yeah, thanks, Dave. I'll give that a thought here, and then I will get back with you. KC1MBY, back in there.
Okay, very good. Anything else for the third section here for either items to swap sell or looking for radio-related items? Please call now. Okay, we're doing the last call here for check-ins, for comments, for crosstalks, but no wisecracks. If you'd like to check in or have a comment or a crosstalk, please call now before we close the net. Okay, we're going to go ahead and close the net. Since we have no further check-ins or crosstalk or comments, I'd like to thank all that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net this evening. And thanks to all that stood by and listened as we conducted the net. Also, thanks to W1AN for allowing us to use the W1DX repeater, and A1CN for hooking up EchoLink for those that have trouble reaching the repeater, K6PDG for recording and posting audio content from each of the sessions on the website, alphamichael1700.org, so it's am1700.org/tipsnet. That's very important to put in the /tipsnet. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net, and they have their meeting currently online, and they'll be doing a Zoom session next Tuesday. They meet on the second Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m., and it's open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.net. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo wishing everyone good evening in 73.